This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
New figures on employment add to the bad news.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Welcome to the Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street begins the day. The day hasn't begun well. A report just out shows private employers in this country just did not do much hiring in June. Before we get to that, where's Wall Street? Actually taking it in stride, the Dow Industrials are up 23 points at 9,893. The NASDAQ has bounced back about 0.2% from yesterday, and the S&P 500 is up 0.4%. Elsewhere around the world, stocks were mostly lower, not like yesterday's sell-off, though. This morning, the payroll company ADP said private employers added only 13,000 jobs this month, badly needed jobs. Most experts were predicting an additional 60,000 jobs. Joining us live is economist Richard DeKayser, president of Woodley Park Research. He's with us every Wednesday from Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Richard, the economic signs seem to be getting more ominous. How foreboding is this private jobs report?
Well, I think what it does, Bill, is it confirms what we've seen in a variety of other places. Housing, consumer spending have each been showing signs of weakness. And now we see that tipping over into the labor market. And probably the expiration of tax credits is part of the reason why we're seeing this.
So here's what I want to know. Congress is having an argument about this right now. Is unemployment so bad that it's worth the government going into even more debt to extend unemployment benefits again? Does this news settle that question?
I think it does. I was convinced before today's report. What's clear is that the economy, though it continues to expand, is not on firm ground, still requiring support from various forms of government stimulus. And there is no better form of stimulus than giving benefits to unemployed workers. They spend virtually every dime they can get their hands on. So that's probably the best way to be sure to provide funds that do directly support economic growth.
Okay. Clear opinion on that. Economist Richard DeKayser of Woodley Park Research. Thank you.
My pleasure.
An even hotter issue on Capitol Hill. The House could vote today on a new compromise financial regulation bill. It is not the one that was worked out last Friday. Lawmakers had to make some changes yesterday to get Republican support. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
Republican Senator Scott Brown initially supported the overhaul of financial rules, but backed away when Democrats paid for it with a $19 billion tax on large financial firms. He says he can't support any bill that raises taxes, and other Republican senators also backed away. So Democrats scrapped the tax. They'll now pay for the bill using money from the TARP, the bank bailout fund, and by making banks pay more in FDIC insurance premiums.
In every instance, we've defaulted to the industry position.
Cornelius Hurley directs the Moran Center on Banking at Boston University.
This exercise in Washington on this bill, the longer it has gone on, has become more about the November elections and less about the last crisis or the current crisis.
The process of getting the bill passed will now likely take even longer, with the Senate not expected to vote on the new compromise until the week of July 12th. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com/market. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
GPS is everywhere. Our cell phones and cars, of course, communicate with satellites to fix their location. Stock traders use GPS, farmers do. Now the GPS satellite system is getting an $8 billion upgrade. Instead of 20 feet, GPS users will be able to zoom in on locations within an arm's length. Reporter Sally Herships takes a look at the value of pinpointing locations.
Who doesn't like trees? Well, to some people, like surveyors, trees can mean big problems. Say you're measuring a site for construction on a residential street lined with trees.
Which is quite scenic and beautiful, except it blocks a lot of satellite signals, sort of a curse to surveyors.
Gavin Schrock is a GPS expert in Washington. The current GPS signal can't go through trees or rocks or even a city bus. And when surveyors can't make GPS work, they fall back on more expensive methods, taking physical measurements at ground level. Schrock says the new satellites will have a stronger signal. So he says surveyors in his state will save $1 million a year when the new technology is available. And other industries stand to save, too.
Oh, the aviation folks, for sure.
More specific location information means more direct flight paths, which means less fuel and more money saved for airlines. Then there's mining, search and rescue.
You know, you start to add those up. We're talking billions per year.
But most of us are probably more likely to notice the new GPS technology when we're shopping. Larry Harris is CEO of Ansible Mobile, a mobile marketing company.
For retail, it's going to be pretty much the hugest thing since cash registers. I mean, you're going to actually be able to do in-aisle stuff.
Right now, if you use a GPS app on a smartphone, marketers can tell when you're within a city block. But when the new, more accurate GPS becomes available, marketers will know when you're inside a particular store. If you want, advertisers will be able to send you coupons while you shop.
And they'll be like, dude, you're back. I see you rock the floss and you really like toothpaste. Have we got a deal for you?
Harris says the new GPS system could mean billions for the advertising industry. Boeing is building the new satellites. The first was launched last month. Boeing says the rest will be sent into orbit at a rate of 2 to 3 per year. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, a proofreading company in Massachusetts stands corrected. The company proofread 2 high school exams given to thousands of students last month. The tests contained about 100 errors. The phrase turning around was changed to truning around. Instead of for God's sake, it said for God's skay. The head of the company has reviewed the tests and declared, quote, what's the problem? They look fing to me. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. Come see us online. Not only are we pretty good spellers, you can even find breaking news and videos and fun features at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.